Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, the game live today. Titans training camp, Ascension St. Thomas Sports Park. Willie Donick is in Baton Rouge. We are pleased to be joined by the general manager of the Tennessee Titans, Rant Carthon, who has been nice enough to walk over to our table. We're waiting on our wide receiver while watching wide receivers. But, Rand, what does this feel like, first training camp as a GM?
It's funny you ask. A really good friend of mine hit me up yesterday and said I should do one of those kid chalkboards like first day of school and do one for, you know, first training camp as GM. Like we were talking about off air, I'm just trying to pace myself.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get too excited too soon and you crash at one point. But I'm very excited to see all 91 guys out here and just to get back to football. Just as a pure football fan, nothing more, nothing less, I'm just glad to get back to football.
You got 90 on the roster, but you're in the tweaking stage that, you know, you're going to see guys that either haven't signed with the team, like you got D-Hop late, and then maybe get cut from a team. You sign A.J. Moore this morning, who was with this team last year, went through training camp, played one game, got hurt. What'd you see from him that you felt like he was going to help you right now?
And you mean A.J.?
A.J., yeah.
Oh, yeah, A.J.'s, you know, he's a proven special teams player in this league and gives us quality depth at safety. And so it's just another way to improve our unit, you know. You know, we're always looking to grow our roster and make a more competitive roster. So that was one of the things we've charged the scouts with. You know, let's keep churning, you know, this roster. Let's keep flipping and getting guys in, getting guys out, just to allow us to not only put the best 90, you know, together, but also the best 53 when it's time to make those decisions.
DeAndre Hopkins comes in here. I know that you're excited to get that deal done and get him signed. But how special was it to have him here yesterday and be able to get him in front of everybody?
I mean, it's awesome. You know, we were just upstairs during the press conference, and they asked what was that process like, and it was just a month-long date. It's a month-long courtship, and, you know, we were able to get the deal done. You know, so it wasn't just us and personnel. Like I've said, you know, I want to make sure I keep reiterating, you know, we had help from people inside the building and then just the city of Nashville. You know, he came during CMA Fest and had a really great time. He wanted to see his guy Tim McGraw, perform. And so we were able to make that happen. And then just the city of Nashville just showing up and just showing what the city has to offer him outside of the football.
We're talking to Rant Carthon, Titans general manager. And Rand, along those lines, I think people would be curious to know the inside of this. In college, you know, we have this image of recruiting trips. You know, you show them around. You take them to a nice dinner. You meet the guys. You go out of the frats or whatever it is. What is the difference between the college recruiting process and the pro recruiting process where you got a guy that's a lot older, professional, he knows what's going on here, but still you want to have that personal touch?
Yeah, and in today's game it's very rare that you get the opportunity to do what you just described as a recruiting trip. You know, a lot of times, you know, and you look at the that 3-day negotiation window, you know, it's about guys, you typically go to the highest bidder. You know, and so it's very rare that you get the opportunity to do a recruiting trip. And so for us, you know, we feel like we're in a unique spot because we're in one of the, you know, most unique cities, you know, in the NFL in Nashville. And you can look around the city in the offseason and you can see about, you know, a quarter of the NFL here already, you know. And so it was good for us to be able to get players. If we can get players here and show what the city of Nashville has to offer, it gives us a legit chance to sign them.
Now, I have a feeling, you know, being obviously a GM now, but a former player in this league, you're familiar with the guy that just sat down next to me, Derek Mason. Former Titans wide receiver. So, D-Mace, I know you wanted to talk to Rand. We'll bring you in officially.
Exactly. No, I just want to know how has it been for you? I didn't hear all the interview. Trying to park out there, you know, it's a madhouse. But there's space for him, so thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, he needs his own space.
The guy Marcus and the young lady, they were terrific. So, yeah. But how has it been for you? You've been here, what, 5 months now, 6 months somewhere?
Yeah, 6, 7 months. Who's counting? it's been really good, man. Uh-huh. Like, you know, I'll forever say I'm in a unique spot in that it's not like it's a new GM, new head coach situation where you got to come in, you got to establish a way you want things done. You know, coming here and Mike's established, and Mike being one of the best coaches in this league, it makes it easier for me and my staff, particularly myself, Chad, and A-Rob, who are new, to just kind of come in, learn the way, learn the culture of what it means to be a Titan, and then just add our little sugar, you know, on the top of that, and to push this thing forward.
Now, did you already have in mind guys you wanted to bring with you if indeed you got an opportunity to be a GM? And lo and behold, you're here in Nashville, but you just mentioned the three guys. Are those three guys that you had in mind?
Yeah, you know, and again, I never worked with Chad before. Uh-huh. He was just someone that, you know, met out old and just always, you know, appreciated his perspective and just his background and everything he's done. And then, you know, A-Rob and I, we literally started our careers together in Atlanta. I'll never forget. You know, Atlanta Falcons, they have what we call apartments or dorms in the back of their facility that they use for training camp.
Which means y'all can't go home.
Pretty much. And so I get in late, you know, the night before my first day on the job, and they just like, hey, here's your key. Here's the room number, the building number. And so I go in. So I wake up the next morning, and I'm walking out, and there's this little short dude coming down the hallway, and I'm like, who the hell is this? And it was A-Rob.
Okay.
And so we literally walked over together, and then from there's this conversation. We're both from Florida. You know, we went to rival colleges. I went to Florida. He went to Florida State. His, you know, wife went to Florida State. My wife went to Florida.
Oh, man.
We had daughters that were the same age.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, he went to high school with guys I played with at Florida. So we just had so much, you know, in common. And just throughout the years, he was in Atlanta the whole time, and I went on to work for two other organizations, you know, prior to coming here. But he was just a person that became a colleague first and then a friend later, you know. And then we always maintained conversations. And just throughout the years, just talking philosophy, you know. He interviewed for the Atlanta, you know, GM job last year or 2 years ago. And, you know, just us talking about his process. And then I was able to interview for a couple jobs the following year. But just adding guys that come from unique backgrounds that are different from mine, you know, I think helps balance out this whole thing.
We're talking with Tennessee Titans GM Rand Carthon. Now, what has been, I wouldn't say difficult, challenging, I'm trying to look for the right word, because it all is difficult when you step into this role as a GM. But what has been the part that you sort of have had that challenge with or whatnot?
Time. Uh-huh. You know, and realizing that time isn't mine anymore. Uh-huh. You know, so from the moment I step in, you know, to the building and my doors are open, you know, it's things, you know, whether it's handling something in scouting, you know, working with Mike through something, or, you know, having to go upstairs. Like Monday I had to do something I've never done before, which is speak at the Rotary Club. You know, I've never had to do that
before. I was there. You did a great job.
Thank you. So, you know.
You got many more of those to come.
You
huh?
know, but it's just all those things. And so, you know, thank God I'm hardwired to be an early morning person. You know, so I get in here early to have what I call my me time. And I'm in my office generally, you know. It could range anywhere from 5:30 to 6:30. I'm here. I'm cranking through tape, you know, until about 7:45 before we have an 8 o'clock squad meeting, and then that's when my doors open. And then I'll stay later when everybody's gone and close my doors again, and, you know, blast my music and watch my tape, and then it's to the house.
We talked earlier. Rand Carthon is with us about tweaking the roster, and, you know, one position that I think you're evaluating is kicker. As you got a couple guys here in camp, but kind of where are you with that process, and do you feel confident that the two guys that are here, one of them is going to be kicking for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's why they're here. That's why they're under contract. Yeah. We got confidence in them that they can get it done, you know. But it's just like anything else, man. You have a roster full of guys, but then you also got to have a ready list for if something comes up and you need to fill one of those spots. So, you know, we want to give these young guys the opportunity to kick and prove themselves, and we'll see how they do.
Willie, I know you got one more.
Yeah, Rand, I have admired, you just mentioned first year, and Derek's asking you a couple, you know, questions about just getting into the flow of being the main guy and being out in the forefront and speaking publicly. I think you look really comfortable and sound really comfortable in these press conferences. I also think it's been interesting. You brought some of your colleagues with you today. I know Chad Brinker took some questions, and I've got one along those lines. With DeAndre Hopkins, he talked about it a lot yesterday, the comfort level, the relationship he already has with Tim Kelly and, of course, Mike Vrabel. They got a great year together in 2019, a huge year for DeAndre Hopkins. When you looked at the process and you work with Chad, you talk to Mike Vrabel and Tim Kelly about, you know, here he is in this stage of his career. He's a little bit older than he was back then. But when you try to crunch all the numbers and look at what he's done, how do you try to come up with, here's the value of this player now as opposed to 3, 4, 5 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, D. Mace has gone through it. You know, when you get to a certain part of your career, you know, as a receiver, you know, people tend to count you out or, you know, don't want to, quote-unquote, pay you as much. But, you know, when we ran the numbers, we felt comfortable with where D-Hop is and what we can get out of him. You know, but I think more than anything, you know, and Derek was wired a certain way, you got to get guys that are wired the right way, you know, who want something to prove. And, you know, when we came to terms with D-Hop, you know, he and I were on the phone and I was just like, hey, man, like your agent says we're good, but I want to hear from your mouth that we're good, you know. And he was like, yeah, man, we're good. He was like, you're getting a dog. And it was funny he said that because I had just literally heard an interview that Jerry West did where they were referring to Jerry West as a dog. And Jerry West said, no, I'm a wolf. Wolves eat dogs, you know. And so when Hop said, I'm a dog, I was like, nah, I don't need a dog. I need a wolf. You know, I need a wolf. And so that's what I've been calling him ever since we got him here, was a young wolf. But, again, that's a testament to how he's wired. You know, he knows that – he knows what people are saying. You know, whether he shows it outwardly or not, he knows what people are saying. And so he's out to prove to people not only that he can still play, but that he made the right decision in coming here.
Well, and I'll tell you this, that, you know, I know we're not supposed to report on a lot of things, but I'm watching him right now and just the communication. You can tell he's trying to be a sponge early on first day of camp. And I know as the general manager, you have to love that, because that's a guy that, as Raves has said, I want guys that want to be here. It seems like that's what he wants.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and I think from the moment we met with him, he wanted to be here.
Yeah.
It was just us making it all make sense. And so I think that, again, that made it easy. And, again, it was his familiarity with Raves, you know, with Timmy. He and I hitting it off, we had some mutual friends who, you know, we were able to call and joke with, you know, while we were doing the process. You know, Ryan Tannehill was a part of it. You know, he and his wife Lauren came to dinner with us that night when we, you know, hosted Hop. And again, I'll forever say it's the city. You know, it's the city of Nashville.
It's not too bad.
I mean, you look, I was, and I know you guys are probably going to laugh at me, but I don't care. I was at the Beyonce concert.
Nice.
You know, the other night. And I won't say who, but I seen several NFL players that I know live here now that, you know, that aren't Titans. Mm-hmm. But it shows you what this city is and why people want to be here, you know. And I'm fortunate to be here and to be able to, you know, have a skill set where I can connect with people and then share this city with them and make them want to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for stopping by and doing this. I know you want to go watch your first practice here, but it'll be a fun journey, and I know we'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, man, looking forward to it.
Thanks. Rand Carthon, Titans general manager with us. More coming. Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.